Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And by the way, coming up tonight, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac, so stay tuned for that. Though, if you're in Indianapolis listening to us on WXNT, sorry, but you won't be able to win because you're not listening live. But this week, thanks to WXNT for featuring us on their morning show as their regular morning host, Abdul, takes the week off for the holidays. So we are in. And by the way, WXNT listeners in Indy, you'll be able to hear us every single weeknight starting, I believe, on January 24th. From 8 to 10 at night, which is way cool because we've been doing Saturday nights there for something like 5 years. And so it's great to finally have a chance to entertain you guys 6 nights a week there in Indy. All right, so 800-259-9231 is our number. If you're in Indy, you can call us tonight and hear yourself the next morning after 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time. So we'll continue here. Take your phone calls about what you want. Scott is on the line in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on with Ian, Michelle, and Mark on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Merry Christmas, Mark and Ian. How are you?
Scott the Bigot.
Wait, whoa. You said Merry Christmas, Mark and Ian, and they're not Christians. I'm the Christian, and you didn't tell me Merry Christmas?
He doesn't like women, that's why.
No, I forgot your name. I couldn't catch your name.
Michelle,
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
Scott, do you not like women, though? I mean, am I right about that?
I'm not a homosexual by any means, but I'm going to tell you. You asked me a question. I find women too forceful. Too overbearing.
All women?
Women, yeah.
All women?
Many of them, and the other ones are a lot of them are lesbians.
Tell me about your mother, Scott.
My mom is disabled. That you ask. I love her very much. She's had a hard life, and she's taught me that a lot of the ideas that I have gotten. That's not to mean that. She is responsible for my bigotry, but...
So she had nothing to do with teaching you how to hate?
I learned that, Mark and Ian, from the world. It's been a cruel world for me. I'm not looking for a sob story, boo-hoo for me. But I'm sure you... It's been a very cruel world, and... I'm not trying to change the subject, but
I apologize. You know, Scott, we hadn't heard from you for a while. I wanted to make sure we kind of introduced you to new listeners. You're probably the most consistently bigoted person that's ever called the show, but you've always managed to be somebody who could actually carry on a discussion. And, you know, from that perspective, I appreciate that. So what were you calling about tonight?
You know, you caught my attention with pot laws and all of this. Let me tell you something. If it was up to me, I would make it legal, and I'll tell you why. Because when I see these scumbags in our government, these high officials, working for condoning what the CIA does to murder other officials in other countries, phone wars where our young men get butchered and killed like Iraq and Afghanistan, it is a crime. They should be locked up in prison, not persecuting... Joseph Stalin, I'm sure you're very familiar with Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin had a very famous saying. I'm sure you've heard it. This is what Joseph Stalin said. One death is a tragedy. A million deaths is a statistic. What he means by that, the smaller the crime, the greater the time. And the greater the crime, the smaller the time. Government should get off the people's back. Look at these Wall Street bankers. Yes, a lot of them are Jews that have stolen trillions of dollars from the American people, Goldman Sachs and Bear Stearns, and they should leave people who want it pot. It's a harmless drug. Leave them alone. If the government wants
Have you ever met a Jew that you actually liked, Scott? I mean, it's like you can't go more than 5 sentences without attacking Jewish people. I swear there hasn't been a single phone call in which you haven't attacked them in some way, where you've been able to go on for more than a minute.
Because I see the harm that's been done in this country, boys coming home with no legs. It's because of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. AIPAC and other Jewish and Zionist groups.
I'm pretty sure it's because of the U.S. federal government and the people within it, specifically the president, the man that calls himself the president, and the people that call themselves representatives. I mean, they're full of all kinds of different people of different colors and different religious beliefs.
Our government is horrible. I wish I could see the overthrow of the U.S. government. I hate this government, and I'll tell you why I hate it.
Well, why not put the blame where, I mean, I don't like hating things. I try not to be angry.
Well, let's put it
and
this way.
Why not put the blame where it belongs then, Scott? It's not some sort of Jewish conspiracy. It's right out in the open, a bunch of people in Washington, D.C., men and women, who think they know what's best for you, telling you what to do.
I'll tell you what needs to be done, cutting out all the double talk. First of all, we need to get out of the United Nations. Let's get out of the U.N. Charity begins at home. Number two,
this is why Scott
let's get the United Nations out of New York.
That's right.
This is why it's so difficult.
Shut it down.
Scott, because, like, we agree on some things, right?
Yes,
and
I can
then
see that.
He's also a bigot. So I want nothing to do with the guy.
Right.
But.
Go ahead, Scott.
Scott, are you, by chance, are either one of your parents Jewish, of Jewish descent?
No.
No?
No.
Catholic?
Protestant.
Mm. Go ahead, ask more questions of Scott, because, I mean, if you've got one, I thought that was the first one about his mom was a great question. That's a question that you and I, Mark, have never asked him, like, over the couple years that he's been calling. And actually, it feels like it's been a year at least since you've called the show, Scott.
It probably has.
It's interesting that he does not like women, as he says, because they're forceful. I tend to be rather brazen and forceful, mm-hmm. but I think I'm really feminine, so I don't, you know, I don't really
totally.
Know where I fit.
You're a painted Jezebel.
Da, 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 da.
Scott, do you have a girlfriend?
No, I never found anyone, or let me put it this way, I've never gone after women. I always was hoping that they would go after me.
Oh, you are such a hypocrite. You don't want them, you want them to go after you, but you don't want women to be aggressive and forceful. Hello?
That's different. If they want to come and ask me, but women have never... Not one woman has
she
ever
just
really
nailed
gone
you.
Out of the way.
No, it's not different.
Scott, I want you to take me out to dinner. I would like you to bring me flowers. I prefer lilies over roses. I want you to open my door. I want you to take me out to a yummy dinner. I would like you to order everything that we're going to eat that night. And then I want you to take me home and screw
me
silly. Is that too forceful?
I just want to say...
Is that too aggressive?
No, well...
Should I not have told you that I wanted lilies?
If you showed an interest in me, you know, the women today that I have seen, that frankly, have either been very stupid, or the women that I have seen have nothing in common with, or I've met women that have just been downright cruel to me. So basically, I've just washed my hands of them.
Is it possible that you're getting out of the universe what you put into it?
I know you're going to think of that. I look at it this way. The reason why I have the mind frame as I do is because, which I don't want to get graphic on the air, I've had a lot of knocks in life, and I know everyone has. There's people that have, whatever you have, had problems. But what I'm saying is that it's made me very bitter. It's made me filled with hate. And that's why when I deal with people, I basically just like to deal with them with transactions, go to a bank, a grocery store, by and large, because that way...
So you do you feel like you're going to die with hate filling your heart, Scott?
I probably will.
Why would you just accept that?
I'd accept it because that's how badly injured I feel. And how.
And why do you feel so injured?
Different traumas that happened, I'd rather
well,
not.
I've had some traumas happen to me in my time. I mean, I've had some pretty serious, you know, injuries, physical and, you know, maybe some mental as well. But I've moved on and I've forgiven. And
I don't believe in forgiveness.
Forgiveness is key. That is the key.
Well,
it absolutely
that's
is.
That's easier said than done.
You know, forgiveness isn't for the other person. It's for you.
It
when
is
you forgive
easier.
Someone, it's for you. It's really not for them.
Well, I don't. I have found that people basically, by and large, only want you for what they can get from you.
Scott,
they
thanks for the call.
You.
I appreciate the negative view of the universe. And we'll come back and talk more about it here in a moment. But I want to make sure that we get the TOTUS acts out there. And if you want to comment on Scott or whatever, you're certainly welcome to at 800-259-9231. However, the number you need for the TOTUS acts is different. It's 603-435-1105. If you call in right now, you're going to get a two-pack. Michelle, have you tried yours yet?
I told you. I gave you a whole play-by-play.
Oh, excellent. Good. I don't remember.
Hey,
I don't remember what I did
you
yesterday.
You don't listen. You're DQ'd, too.
All right. All right. 603-435-1105. You dial that number, and you might just win a two-pack of the TOTUS Act. Somebody will win it. Maybe it'll be you. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books.
listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever you'd like. That's the point of the program. Joining you tonight, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Martin.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, we are here courtesy of the Free State Project. Well, to some extent. We were here before the Free State Project sponsored the show, but they have been a longtime sponsor of this program, and we supported the Free State Project from before they actually sponsored the show. So it's not like we're supporting them because they sponsored us. We actually moved to New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. The three of us here on the show tonight are here as a result of the existence of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. It's a group of liberty-minded people that love freedom so much they're willing to move, to pick up their lives and move to a new place around all new people that most of them probably never met before in their lives, mm-hmm. and settle down and achieve liberty in our lifetime through whatever means necessary that are peaceful, of course. And it's been an amazing movement so far. I'm glad to be a part of it, and it just keeps getting better as more people move here and get their ideas into the mix, get their experience, their activism into the mix here, and it's great. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's happening. That's freestateproject.org. And before we continue with your phone calls, I did want to focus on something that Scott the Bigot said at the very end of his phone call in talking about why he's filled with hate and why he's angry at the world and why he doesn't like people. And you pointed something out, Michelle, during the break, and I wanted to make sure we talked about it on the air because it's always best when we do these things on the air rather than doing them twice. But you were talking about how, on one hand, Scott the Bigot pointed out that he likes to, like, he just wants to do transactions with people. That's all. He doesn't want to have anything more than just to buy something and to get something and to, you know, exchange one thing for another with somebody else. And that's the furthest that he wants to have an interaction with other human beings because he hates them. He hates all people and blah, blah, blah. And then on the other hand, at the very end of his phone call, he makes a statement about that he believes that people only want to deal with you so they can get something out of you. And you pointed out that that's essentially what he said that he does.
Absolutely. Which is, at least he's consistent with being hypocritical. I mean, good for him. You know, he doesn't want women to be aggressive, but he wants them to initiate relations with him.
Yeah.
And he only wants to be involved in transactions with people, not actually risking intimacy, but yet he thinks that all people want is something from one another. And so,
is that what people really want, Michelle? I mean, is you here to get something from me tonight?
I always get something from you, Ian.
Well, I think that it's true that everybody, this is like, I think this is a truism that everybody deals with, every person they deal with because they want to get something out of the relationship. I think that mature people are better at this than others. I'll use my wife as an example. I didn't marry my wife because I want to do good things for her. I married her because she's a good match for me, and the, you know, things in her personality match mine, and mm-hmm. that we're, you know, together. I am better together with her than I am apart.
The sum is greater than the parts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I did that for a selfish reason. It works and it's good. Ian, as nice of a guy as you are, I wouldn't be hanging out with you if it wasn't for the radio show, you know? Yeah. I want to build a business that, you know, provides for my family, provides for everybody who listens to it, gives something so that it gets something. I think that all of life is about that. Even if what you're giving is you're giving in order to, you know, do it selflessly, you're trying to get that good feeling that comes from the selfless act.
Well, I think what matters, and you're right, your observation is correct, but I think what matters and what's different between maybe us and Scott is how you approach that giving and taking, the reciprocal relationships. Like, when we're talking about human relationships on a physical couples kind of level, yeah, that makes sense. Like, you find somebody that you enjoy being around, that you feel good when you're with that person, and you want that person to feel good when they're with you. And so it's in your best interest to ensure that, you know, things are going as well as they possibly can, and that that you communicate, and that things are going good, and that you are feeling good, and she is feeling good, or your partner is feeling good, and so things will continue to progress on from there. I mean, that's a healthy way to approach that, as opposed to saying, well, that woman, that bitch is just trying to get something out of me, and she's a gold digger, and, you know, just kind of coming at it from a very negative perspective of looking at everybody as trying to take from you, rather than looking at everybody as an opportunity where you can create something together.
Okay, but let's be honest about something. Our society has changed so dramatically in the last 100 years.
Okay.
Even my mother, who owns the same house that I grew up in, she had to have her father sign on the mortgage as well as when she bought a car. Even though she was paying for it entirely, she had to have a man's signature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she had been married and divorced twice at this point. She, you know, had a master's degree. She traveled all over. She had a job.
Needed a man.
She had to have a man sign her her paperwork. Even when I went and bought a truck, I guess it was about 15 years ago, I was paying cash. And they wanted to know where my husband was so that he could tell, you know, make sure that that was the right one. I said, why would I need my husband to tell me if it was the right truck? And they said, well, it's for him, right? I said, no, it's for me. So, I mean, you know, that little bit
well,
right
there. Well,
that's
an assumption. I mean,
okay, yes. But so those are, you know, irritations and things. But to go further back, men and women needed each other in a way that they don't necessarily need each other now. I mean, women were the homemakers and took care of the children, and men were the providers and et cetera. And, you know, you didn't dare leave your man because how else were you going to be provided for? If your parents were gone, that was it. You couldn't go get a job. And the man, you know, he didn't know the first thing about baking bread and who was going to tend the children. So he needed a woman. And so I think that when those roles were, you know, defined in that way, I'm thinking that it must have been easier to, you know, value someone in what they have to offer and what you have to offer and look at it a little bit
in a more utilitarian fashion.
Yeah. But without the negative connotation of, well, she just wants me for my wallet.
Well, I think that somebody who you know approaches any relationship, I'm there in with that sort of, well, they want something from me,
or what am
really
I going to get?
A victim. That they're, you know, that they're, you know, A, they're the person that is trying to get something from someone else, but they're just sort of, you know, playing into this whole victimhood, scenario.
How's
that they
this
have
person gonna screw me?
Right. The fact is, everybody wants something from you.
Not in that way.
Everybody wants something from you, so yes, they're trying to get something from you. Hopefully, if you treat them well, what they're trying to get from you is the good experience of hanging around you.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. I like to ask the question, how can I help this person get what they want? Because I know that eventually, you know, if I help people get what they want, they're going to help me get what I want. 1-800-259-9231. So it just depends how you approach that situation. You can bring up whatever you want and share your thoughts. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Extend your life with Extendover.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken their validated photo or video and sent it over to us to show that they are indeed listeners of this program, and we appreciate that. So head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see it. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become a Free Talk Live Shriner at shrine.freetalklive.com.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? It isn't a this cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a lot more. There'll certainly be some speeches and some debates. The ship leaves from Bayonne, New Jersey, in November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now. Currently, it's $535 double occupancy. It's likely or possible that those rates will go up over time, and certainly not everybody on this boat is going for this Liberty cruise, so the berths could sell out. Cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. Cruise.freetalklive.com. And for the people who have signed up, thank you very much.
All right, let's go to your thoughts, your calls. Dennis is in Alabama, in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. Hello, Dennis.
Hello there. Yeah, I'm just listening to a little bit of that relationship stuff. I've had a few people that I thought were friends turn out not to be friends, and had a lot of the backstabbing in my life and everything. But I just finally reached the point where I'm very, very cautious. Very, very careful, and I try not to express my ambitions anymore, because it seems like every time I tell somebody that I think is a friend what I want to do, they go behind my back, backstab me, and screw me up. So I'm just I'm kind of like the hermit right now, just being very. I don't hate anybody. I'm just very, very cautious.
Yeah, I can understand. I can understand that. But to be fair, weren't you the same guy who called in a while back and told us about how at one point you were selling drugs? allegedly?
No, not me.
No? Okay.
Not me, no.
I apologize. Because I was going to say, if you're in that lifestyle, then, yeah, your odds of encountering less than honest people do increase to some extent.
Happen, yeah.
But, yeah, I can see how that could probably, you know, that could be very difficult. It could kind of whittle away at your belief in humanity and goodness of people if you've been screwed over by enough folks. And I can understand wanting to withdraw from the world as a result of that. I don't blame you for feeling.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just being very, very cheerful. But another thing is, you guys were talking about, like you bring up rogue cops a lot, you know, lawsuits. Some people would talk about lawsuits, but my recommendation, because I had a bad experience myself, local attorneys are not necessarily a good idea, because when I lived in Jacksonville, Florida, I had to open and shut ironclad case on the JPD down there. And I went to the biggest lawyer in town, and that he really loved the case. Yet a week later, he tells me I don't have a case. Well, I do a little investigating and find out that he just got threatened and retaliation and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that blew that right there. So I'd recommend anybody wants to go for that to look at out of state. And also there's this guy, perhaps you guys have heard of it, this guy in Los Angeles, California. He specializes in suing cops. Hmm. And I forget his name and all, but they say he's really, really good at it.
Hmm. So that's so certainly a dangerous trade, and you're right. There's a lot of, in a lot of places, lawyers are afraid to go after the police because they know the cops could target them, and they know the cops can be violent and dangerous and scary, and they don't want their family to get caught up in that, and they'd rather just stay away from those sorts of cases. Dennis, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So to go back to the beginning part of his call with the idea that he's been screwed over, that hurts. It hurts when somebody screws you over. So how do you move past that? How do you, you know, have those things happen to you in your life? As he said, he's becoming a hermit as a result of that, being very cautious about the people that he meets. How do you get past that?
My daughter, Aziza, has very healthy boundaries, and I haven't always. And so I was very surprised to raise her and find that she does. And so I kind of, you know, bounce things off her from time to time, and basically, when I reflect back on the times when I've been screwed over, I would say that a good portion of those were situations where I just did not exercise, you know, very good discretion, and and there was some responsibility that I had in that transaction or that situation. And there were a few times in my life where I was clearly a victim. Like, absolutely, I was victimized. And that sucks.
It sure does. And I agree with your general statement, though. I mean, in a lot of cases, you do have to kind of live and learn and make mistakes and realize that, oh, yeah, you shouldn't have loaned that friend $3,000 because now he's decided that your friendship wasn't worth it and you know, you don't have the money anymore.
Right. Suddenly the $3,000, you know, wow, that friendship isn't worth $3,000. I'm just not going to pay back.
Yeah, so there's certain boundaries that I think are appropriate to have and certain incentives that one might grant toward a friend that they shouldn't necessarily. I don't know if that makes sense.
I think it makes perfect sense. I think that you need to create, you know, you create boundaries that work well in life, little rules. And, I'm not saying that you never break these rules, but, you know, little rules that work well for you, and you stick with those, and then you be open with people up to that point. And
yeah, like, don't let your friend that smokes crack have your bank account information. That kind of thing.
It's a good
little
rule.
You know, I've done stuff like that before, you know, and I've kind of entered into situations where I had this idea of, I'll trust anyone about anything until they screw me over. And
that didn't
work
out, huh?
That's not very wise.
Or better yet,
not very savvy at all.
If you know your friends smoke crack, you probably shouldn't hang out with them anymore, because even if they like you and are friendly with you, there's a certain change that happens to people when they do hard drugs, that like crack or meth.
It's really tough to, you know, when you have to make that decision between this thing that feels like it's going to keep you alive, so important activity, which is doing drugs, and the friendship that you have. And you know, the fact is, hard drug users have a really bad reputation when it comes to, you know, their friendships and how they treat people that are close to them.
Well, my former girlfriend, Julia, we were talking about these, you know, types of people and their stories and what they've been. She's been watching some documentaries about them. And the ones that are the most responsible, the drug addicts that are the most responsible, will leave. They will leave their parents' home or whatever. They will get out of the homes of the people they care about because they know they're going to steal. They know who they become. They realize what they're doing, but they can't stop themselves from doing it. And the only way they can stop themselves from stealing from the people they care about is to remove themselves from their lives. I mean, I realize we've gone off on a tangent here about drug users, but I think a lot of cases when people are getting screwed over, money is involved. Mm-hmm. And frequently when money is involved, you know, a lot of times I think you're going to find that habits are involved as well.
Money's a representation of your life. You spent time accumulating that. You worked at a job hour after hour after hour to gain the money that you've had there. And so if somebody screws you over on money, it can be very difficult. I had a situation where I had a friend who, you know, we were in business, and I did not feel he handled things properly. And I finally, you know, this was tens of thousands of dollars. I finally had to decide for myself, look, hating this guy isn't going to bring this money back.
Mm-hmm.
Being upset with him isn't going to do that. I can be friends with the guy. I can set boundaries for our relationship.
One of those boundaries is you don't go into business with that person.
But, you know, what I can't do is get the money back. I can be mean to him if I want.
Mm-hmm.
I could hate him. I could be upset. But I can't get the money back. I've got decisions. Like, I get to choose how I live my life. But what the reality is, the money's gone. He doesn't have it. I don't have it. It's gone.
You're likely never going to see any of it again.
Yeah. So if he wants to, you know, if I want to try to get, you know, cajole and beat him into a scenario where he's going to say, well, I'll do anything. I'll try to pay you back $10 a week for the next
lifetime.
Yeah, the lifetime. You know, what's really the point of that? Do I want to spend my time trying to collect that $10? Because you know that that's just a token, and at some point or another, he's going to give up on it. I mean, that's just the way people are going
to
be.
Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak in here the remaining moment of the show coming up here in just a bit. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free in the remaining moments here. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you all kinds of stuff for free. In return, you give us your visit. See, it's one of those relationship things that we were talking about earlier.
You said that so sexy, too.
Well, that was really sexy. So Free Talk, I didn't think talking about a website could be sexy, but anyway, you can go and enjoy
it. We give you something for free.
Enjoy for free at freetalklive.com. It will pleasure you, hopefully. Mark, tell me about another great website.
Dear God, this is going off the rails.
Freedom's Phoenix.
Freedom's Phoenix. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of Freedom's
Exposing, that kind of sounds sexy.
FreedomsPhoenix.com readers get every
uncovering. That's kind of sexy, too. Who writes this stuff?
And they all get screwed.
Ernest Hancock wrote this.
Yeah, he doesn't do much for me. Okay. I like the guy.
Go ahead and say something about Hancock. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lines.
Even Michelle didn't go to that one, Mark.
What?
I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
You're the guy that was in jail for
yeah,
years.
Between the lines of, God, I can't even go any farther.
Yes, you can. Further.
Go to freedomsphoenix.com. It's a great website. I get most of my show prepped from there, at least a good deal of it.
He spent, Michelle. We got to move on. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Ed is in Tennessee. And, Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
How you gentlemen doing? And that nice sounding lady.
Hello.
Just super. Ed, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm the opposite of that disgruntled caller, Michelle, so I'll meet you halfway. here we go. Plea bargains at his mental torture. Y'all agree?
I don't know that it's... Well, you could make your point on it being mental torture. I'm completely against plea bargains because I think that they don't provide anybody with anything good. They don't provide the victim with justice. They don't provide the perpetrator with justice.
They usually provide the system with money, though.
Mm-hmm. All they're good for are prosecutors and police officers and people that and jailers and the system. Yes.
Hey,
for the system.
Hey, can I run some good quotes by y'all?
Sure,
real quick, then I'll get off here.
Hey, I love y'all.
And Michelle, you were exactly right about forgiveness. what you told that guy. I hope that guy thinks about that. You got to forgive because all it does is help you. You ought to read that book, Tall Cotton. Okay, I'll go on with my quotes. Alexander Hamilton, jurors should acquit even against the judge's instruction if exercising their judgment with discretion and honesty, they have a clear conviction the charge of the court is wrong. Thomas Jefferson, I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution.
Which is precisely why they've attempted to destroy jury nullification telling people it doesn't exist, or, you know, pretending like it doesn't exist.
I meant to tell you that, you know, that they had a whole page in Time magazine, I think it was the editorial about a year or so ago, talking about jury nullification. If you get on drug cases, let them go, is exactly what it said. But listen, like I said, and Mark made some good point. The function of justice is to serve truth. The emphasis on truth protects the innocent. And this is something I wish y'all would talk about a little bit sometime. Remember the old legal maxim, the ancient maxim? It were better to acquit 20 that are guilty than to condemn one innocent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Ed. Great stuff. Appreciate the... he called with some quotes recently, too, and they were very good.
Mm-hmm.
He's the quote guy. 1-800-259-9231.
Quotes are, you know, they're interesting. People find them to be very persuasive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like quotes. It's difficult to get them exactly right and everything. You can kind of fumble going for it. But I think they're good. I don't know why it is.
Well, he prepared, clearly.
It was nice to hear a y'all. I haven't heard a y'all for a while.
I think the quotes are...
Would you prefer I talk to you that way? I can affect that. Sometimes when I'm around Southern people, I can affect the accent to some extent.
Oh, y'all.
Yeah, y'all. I'll start peppering my vocabulary with y'alls more frequently. But you actually came up here from Tennessee, so that's where
I
was calling from.
I did.
A little taste of home.
I think that quotes are basically argumentum ad antiquium, you know, the idea that something is right because it's old.
You've got the Latin going. That's impressive.
Well, that's the, I did preface it with the, or, you know, not preface it, but epilogue it with the English.
I don't think that's argument antiquitum or whatever, because it's not necessarily the case that the person's right with the quote, but also in the case of a quote, you're just saying, you're using somebody else's quote because you believe they say it better than you can. That's all.
I think that's true, but I think that part of the quote is that this is some old dead guy said this, and it's important because he did.
Well, isn't it possible the person could still be alive and
sure,
be quoted?
There's some out there. Ron Paul's getting quoted, getting credited with the George Orwell quote.
Oh, what's old is new again, Mark.
in the Empire of Lies, the truth is
treason. Heresy or something.
Truth is treason. Yeah.
Let's continue with Matt in Illinois on the amp lines. Hello, Matt.
Hello, guys. Hey. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Matt.
I have a question for you.
Okay, go.
Do you really prefer lilies to roses?
She sure spit it out pretty quick. I mean, it must be true.
I love the fragrance of Casablanca lilies. But I like the fragrance of Casablanca lilies.
What's a Casablanca lily?
I'm partial to roses. I have a bunch of rose bushes that I was growing in my backyard, mm-hmm. and I love raising roses and trying to get new colors.
Do you have
and
a,
I just, I,
Do you have any of the sterling silver roses that are thornless?
No, but that sounds really pretty.
Oh yeah, they're really nice. They're like this lavender silvery color, and they don't have thorns. I bought a bush for my daughter when she was little because she'd always cut her hands on the rose bushes, and so yes, those are lovely.
How do they survive?
You don't like the thorns, huh?
My daughter was, I think, 5 or 6 at the time, and she didn't like thorns, but
aren't thorns a defense mechanism?
I don't necessarily like to be pricked.
Aren't thorns a defense mechanism? How do the silver roses actually survive without thorns? Didn't thorns evolve to defend against animals and such?
I thought it was for poetic reasons.
Most roses are actually that you find today have actually been kind of manufactured. They've been crossbred and stuff.
Really?
In fact, wild roses, if you go out into the forest and you see them, they look nothing like the full mini petaled roses that you find in people's gardens and stuff. They're just a small little flower. And the ones that I know of are just little white flowers. They don't look anything like roses. You wouldn't know it. So lilies are fun to grow, too. Do you like lilies when do you prefer them in an arrangement that go in a vase, or do you like them actually potted?
Actually, I do like potted plants, but I like to arrange cut flowers. It's one of my hobbies.
I smell something coming at Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Hey, that's an idea. Little flower competition.
I thought you were just going to get us some flowers. I thought that's what you were working up to.
I used to grow orchids, too. Those are lovely.
No, they certainly are. Mm-hmm. Orchids are my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the irises. I really like roses. Roses are my favorite to grow, and the bushes and stuff. But I really like orchids. And now I live in an apartment. I no longer live in a house, so I'm no longer able to really garden on my own. From my own garden.
Could you do
other people's gardens?
That's cool. But could you do like your own closet garden, like kind of like people do with pot, except with orchids and things like that?
I have a couple of pots out on the back balcony that I grow herbs in.
Where are you?
So that
Illinois.
I'm in Illinois.
Okay, so it's too cold to grow orchids outside, or in a outdoor room.
You could do hydroponics all year round. You can have your flowers and stuff, but then you can't really show it off as easily. It doesn't beautify your yard or anything like that, or the back porch. And we're about out of time. I appreciate the call tonight, Matt. Appreciate hearing from you. And we're going to bring Ralph Snodsmith on here now, and we'll talk some more.
Ralph passed away.
He did. That's right.
It's so sad. I mean, the guy did radio for how many decades?
Maybe longer than Paul Harvey.
He managed to pull off one of these.
It's a garden show host.
It's hard to do these gardening shows. And make them interesting. Just use the last few minutes of this show as proof. And
what about poppies?
They managed to pull it off. I don't know.
Salvia. How about that?
Angel trumpets. Angel trumpet story on the news. Kid thought he saw a monster eating his kid brother in the backyard pool. Turns out the cops go. The kid doesn't have a backyard pool, doesn't have a little brother, and there was no monster.
Wow. All right. We're out of time. Back tomorrow night. If you're listening in Indy, call in tonight after 7 p.m. Eastern if you want to talk to us and hear yourself the next morning. See you then.
Good night.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.